It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dan Donovan is the founder and managing partner of Stratoscope, of Ingressatech, and Stratus K9. Their organizations providing expert security and protecting people and proximities within large-scale venues. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you, George. It's always great to jump in and happy to be here today.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I mean, personal life is you know, as we just talked about, I grew up in Minnesota. I left the frozen tundra in my mid-20s. I coached college football. I got involved in the Atlanta Olympics. Ended up consulting with six additional Olympic Games after Atlanta, and involved in 13 Super Bowls. And about 4 years ago, I started Stratoscope and Ingressatech. And, you know, we really built those two companies. We launched them during the pandemic. I've been in this event space all my life, but we launched them during the pandemic, knowing that when events came back, that organizers were going to need experts in the safety and security space. And we were right. Over 4.5 years, the two companies have really blossomed. We're in the acquisition mode now, and we acquired Ford K9, which is the leading training, certification, and consulting detection dog company in the country. And with Ford K9, we are launching literally this month, Stratos K9, to provide the leading detection dogs and handlers to the special event industry. So, ton of fun. You know, that's been my last 4.5 years of my life, building these and launching the newest one. And, you know, on the personal note, getting engaged a few weeks ago now, and looking forward to that next chapter of my life.
Well, congratulations on seeing around the corner and launching these companies during the pandemic when you were obviously buying low. So that's awesome. And then obviously the engagement. So way to go.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So you've had the opportunity to work on the Olympics several times, Super Bowls, these massive, iconic, the biggest events certainly in the world. And you're doing events all the time and obviously trying to innovate and stay ahead of everything. And I imagine that each event is different. But do you have a framework or a criteria that says these are the steps we're going to take and implement regardless of what the place looks like?
Yeah, you know, Stratoscope Consulting is really the consulting company that builds that plan. Like you say, every event is different, and it could be, you know, we do design work for new stadiums and arenas, and every one of those is different, whether it's NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. They're all unique because I might have a very limited space to put a Mercedes-Benz stadium in Atlanta versus a very large space to put a Levi's stadium out in Santa Clara. So there's different challenges. There's different perimeters from a security perspective. And then when you look at the special event business from Formula One in Las Vegas, you know, 2 years ago to a business conference in a convention center, now we're basically in a greenfield. And we have to identify that perimeter. How do I secure that perimeter? What are all of the parts and pieces to do that, from a weapons detection, law enforcement, video surveillance, canine, all of vehicle mitigation? Hot subject, just had another vehicle attack in Canada this weekend. all of those pieces need to be part of that planning process with the event organizer very early in the process. And then IngressoTech is really that one of those key pieces that supports that security posture. IngressoTech provides the latest in weapons detection systems and just launched a new AI X-ray technology as part of that fleet of services. So that team literally did 160 different events last year around the world, majority of those in the US. And so we've got the big ship being Stratoscope that does the consulting. IngressoTech provides a very important piece, and now we've got the canine element to go with it. So it is unique at every event, because I could have a wedding for 1,000 people at a very high net wealth individual at the Breakers in Palm Beach, and that provides a completely different set of circumstances. So we got to plan for the right guest experience, because at the end of the day, we're applying security to the event, not the event to the security posture, right? And we want that guest to have a great experience, feel safe, and not feel like the security was encumbering.
It's threading that needle.
It is.
Wow. I was writing this stuff down. I wrote down drones. I wrote down diseases. I wrote down there's so many different things that you're needing to take into consideration that probably weren't even a thing 5 years ago.
It's very true. And we've been dealing, you bring up drones, we've been dealing with the drone issue for a lot of years, and especially in the stadium life, open air stadiums and drones, or even a enclosed stadium and drones, because of that perimeter, and you're bringing 20,000 people to an NBA playoff game at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, and you've got a huge plaza, you've got exposure. And unfortunately, the federal laws don't let us do a lot about drones. So it's a big topic in the industry. It has been for a long time, but literally can only, interrupt that drone situation with federal law enforcement. So, we had that for the Formula One in Las Vegas. You get that for the Super Bowl, but a lot of our events don't have the ability to intercept that drone communication because of a very old FCC law.
Great, great. Well, hopefully that's getting worked on, and will soon be changed. How often are you surprised? I imagine you endeavor to never be surprised by things that happen at an event, but does it happen?
It always happens. We pride ourselves in the level of planning that we do to make sure we've thought through every particular scenario, but inevitably, every event still relies on humans to make really good decisions and to communicate and make sure we understand, the event objectives and all the different plans that are going into it. So, there's always surprises. It could be just a crowd issue. It could be, that we didn't expect or weren't advised that a crowd might act in a certain way because a certain talent or celebrity comes by. And now we've got a challenge that we didn't expect. Or, it could be that, we get a real threat, or we get a canine unit that alerts on a, what we thought was just an unattended backpack. And now we go into a full mode of clearing an area, try not to disrupt too much, but you've got to do the right things and be safe. So you have to stay on your toes, because there's always challenges. We call them opportunities for success, and hope that the team that's out delivering makes the best decisions. And, knock on wood, our reputation is our people do make really good decisions and keep people safe.
That decision-making framework, I imagine that you want your people to be empowered. So you train them up and you say, hey, objective number one is keeping all the participants safe. Maybe objective right. number two is to be invisible and to let the show go on. But right. still, we're keeping the people safe first and foremost, and you have discretion within whatever that framework of most important to secondary importance is.
George, you're exactly right. And it goes back for me as a leader. It goes back to my playing and my coaching days. You know, when you're a coach, I coached, you know, high school football in Minnesota. I coached at the collegiate level at Georgia Tech. And when you're a coach, you prepare your players, your team, your offense, your defense for these scenarios. You know, you're going to attack this defense this way, or as a defense, you're going to stop that offense this way. You prepare them all week. But once Saturday or Sunday comes along, it's decentralized decision-making. It's decentralized management, because now those players have to make the right plays. And they're going to make great decisions at times, and we've all seen when they don't make really great decisions. I had to take that to the Olympic Games, where I had 28 sports that reported to me. And there is no way a single individual can micromanage 28 direct reports, especially at that level, at an Olympic level. So decentralized, you know, management, decentralized communications and decision making are critically important in the event industry. But you have to have the right processes in place that, you know, and situational awareness in place, such that hopefully you see that problem coming. We're big believers in having an event operations center. We've got good video surveillance. We can see the problems, you know, coming to us. But having great people out in the event space, whatever it is, at an entry, at a high traffic area, wherever, and make sure that they're empowered to make good, quick decisions, and then you can support them with additional resources as needed. And I just don't know another way to manage. I don't think you can do it successfully in this business and try and micromanage people.
Yeah, no, I think that certainly does make sense. I mean, it's literally all happening, and the stakes are so high when there's a world famous performer on the stage, be it an athletic stage or they're singing or whatever, and these people paid a lot of money to be there, and all right. of these things kind of all at once.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oftentimes, how concerned are you about people bringing in things like fentanyl? Just for example, people bring in fentanyl, and without knowing it, they're giving it to other people that could be getting them sick. Is that kind of thing on your radar?
It is, if especially. It depends on the type of event and the type of demographic that you're attracting to that event. We don't do a lot of festivals, you know, your Coachellas and your Stagecoaches as your biggest, you know, out in California, or your Electric Daisy Festival in Las Vegas. We don't do a lot of that business because there's a lot of risk. One of the biggest is you just mentioned. You know, those are run differently within the industry, where, you know, it's really a for-profit exercise, and those organizers, they're paying a lot for that talent, and they're not always spending as much on the security posture that is necessary. That being said, trying to stop somebody from bringing a drug into your perimeter of any type is really challenging. And so I don't want to set myself up for, you know, not having success, because there's no technologies out there that are detecting a pill or, you know, anything like it. And I've got a lot of friends in that space. We are fortunate enough to have a lot of great clients where we're dealing with a business demographic, or you're dealing with a Formula One or a Super Bowl, that ticket price is very high. Your demographic changes. You're not as concerned about, you know, that influence or that risk. Not to say it can't happen, because it absolutely can. And I'm not saying that the demographic in a business conference or a Comic-Con or any event like that doesn't attract, you know, drug usage. It does. It's a huge risk. And, you know, we do the best we can to mitigate that risk. But at the end of the day, that's one of those where, you know, I hate to sound rash about this, but people have to make good choices. I can only do so much to protect, you know, people when they're at an event, and they got to make good choices, because I can stop weapons. I can stop explosives. I can stop knives and all sorts of things. Stopping somebody from getting some drugs into a perimeter, that's really difficult.
When you figure that one out, Dan, then we've really got it shored up, buddy. So
that's right.
All right. So when you read about, recent tragedy just in Canada over the weekend with somebody driving an automobile into a group of people, just gun violence, do you hear that? And obviously your heart goes out. But from a professional standpoint, what do you think? These are mistakes. These are opportunities for us to learn from, or maybe a little bit of everything.
Well, look, I think that the world, the industry, everybody was relying on this great intelligence for years that we have a threat, and it's a terrorist threat. And 9/11, you know, was that terrorist threat, and there was intelligence, and did it get acted on? Let's not even go down that rabbit hole. But that's not the case anymore, right? The Bourbon Street attack on New Year's Eve, you know, I don't know exactly what happened in Vancouver yet, but these are everyday Joes that have something happen in their life. The socioeconomic challenges, the political challenges, different things are going on in this country, in the world, that's causing people to act in a way that is not respecting other human beings. And we have to prepare for that at every turn, because it's not local or federal law enforcement going, hey, Dan, George, you got this event coming up and we've got an XYZ terror cell that is causing a lot of, you know, challenges. And let's put some guardrails around that. It's everyday Joe. And it's people that are becoming unhinged and doing things that they probably have never done in their lifetime. And acting in a way that's putting people's lives at risk. So my first reaction is, what could have been done? And a lot of times there's a little bit of complacency, and I'll use, you know, New Orleans as a great example. I mean, that's Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve. It's not difficult to protect those sidewalks with temporary structures to make sure a vehicle can't get past that police car. It's a little bit of complacency of, you know what, we've always done it this way. We just put a squad car at the end of the street. It's worked for 20 years. Why would we have to do more? And the reason is the world has changed, right? And so we have to be smarter about what we're doing and our planning, whether it's a city run event, whether it's a privately run event, and just make sure that we're doing the right, you know, one of our core values is do the right thing. I stole that from one of our great clients for a lot of years. And I asked her, I said, you know, we were with, she's with Salesforce. She runs their biggest event. And I was with her one dinner. And I said to Catherine Simmons, I said, what drove you to allowing the security budget to grow year over year so we could do more and really keep everybody safe? And she said, Dan, I always told my team, do the right thing. And if that means spending a little more money, impacting that profit margin, you know, it's the right thing to do to make sure the people are safe at that event. So let's think through every possibility. Let's look at the higher probability. And vehicle as a weapon is a really easy threat to mitigate. And it's a really common threat because it's such an easy execution. I can go rent a car and drive it down a street into a crowd of people. It takes no planning. no resources. I don't have to get explosives. I don't need weapons. I got a car. And we have to be smarter about it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. After the Las Vegas, the shooting at that at the country concert, my wife's been very reticent to go to big groups, big events like that, and maybe for good reason. And while I certainly I appreciate that you're not necessarily doing music festivals, but your advice to concert, to event goers, to consumers of live in-person events, I want to know that while there's no guarantees of safety, that this event has done the right thing, that they have a plan. Is there a way for me to know that?
You know, prior to arriving, it's difficult, right? Because, you know, we talk about Las Vegas. You've got Allegiant Stadium. You know that if you're going to a concert there, they're going to implement the same policies they do for a Raiders game, which are the NFL best practices and the DHS best practices. And I feel very safe going to any event at a stadium, an arena, a ballpark, because they're not going to cut corners at those events. Where I get a little bit more concerned is I have a truly special event, an event that has to create their own perimeter. They're putting up temporary fencing. They're doing this just for one weekend. You know, it's not like you have the same team doing it over and over again, weekend after weekend at a lot of these places. That's where I start to go, do I really want to expose myself to this kind of environment? But then you say, you know what? My favorite artist is going to be there. I really, you know, want to see him live. It's where we had our first date. That's our song. We got to go, right? So now I'm going to make the decision to go because hundreds of events happen every year and there's no incidents, right? Let's keep it on the, you know, there's a lot of great events that run really well and there's no incidents. So then when I get there, I'm just, listen, I want to be a little bit inconvenienced. I want to make sure that you're checking my, you know, I'm going through some sort of screening. It looks like you funneled me into one location or two locations and you've got the right personnel there. I'm feeling better, right? I look around, I see that there's a management team and there's people making decisions. And I just make sure I know from my own personal safety, how do I egress from this location or that location? How do I make sure that if we get separated, I know where we're going to meet up again, whether it's the car, my guests know how to get to the car, whatever it is. So a little bit of just personal self-awareness and just seeing what's going on around me, you know, whether something, you know, bad could happen. You know, the Route 91 shooting, none of us prepared for. I could never blame those organizers or MGM that rented that facility or anything. We hadn't seen that risk. And this individual, you know, sat in a hotel room at elevation with a high powered rifle and took people's lives. There's nothing I can do about that. Prior to that incident, now we're doing things with hotels and hotel rooms that have offices that have, you know, that kind of exposure. So as the risks change, the industry changes with it. And I got to tell you, doing events in Las Vegas, I love doing them because Las Vegas Metro PD is as sharp as they come. And, you know, they act, they work with you, and they do a phenomenal job. So, you know, I think just be aware.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sometimes the best advice is just to be paying close attention and, you know, make sure that you understand how to get out and how to get in and all that stuff, Dan.
Yeah. It's any place you go that there's 500, 1,000, 10,000 people, just know where you are, look around, be have good situational awareness, know how you're going to exit. That's number one. How would I get out of this space? Where are my two or three points of getting out of here? So, you know, I think that's the best advice.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? And if you are producing events or considering producing events, how can people get in touch?
Stratoscope.com, Stratoscope.com, ingressotech.com, Ingressotech.com, And when you're ready for the latest and greatest and best canine and the handlers, it's StratosK9.com, StratosK9.com. And we're having a ton of fun. And George, I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dan your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to stratoscope.com. Ingressotech.com, and then what was the last one, Dan?
StratosK9.com.
StratosK9.com. I'll certainly list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Dan.
Appreciate it, George.
Until next time. You too, brother. Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.